In this world, there's right and there's wrong. And yet, it's all too easy to become so fixated on what's right that you end up turning it into a wrong. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Look, it's good to have a healthy sense of right and wrong. But have you ever noticed how easy it is to turn that into a rigid set of rules? That's often what religion does. Where Christ came to set us free, religion wants to tie you up in a straitjacket of do's and don'ts. Speaking about the religious leaders of his day, Jesus said this, Matthew chapter 23, verse 4, they make strict rules that are hard for people to obey. They try to force others to obey all their rules. So what's the answer? How do you live in freedom without slipping into rule-based religion? This is what the Apostle Paul said, Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. When someone belongs to Christ Jesus, it's not important whether they're circumcised or not. The important thing is faith, the kind of faith that works through love. In other words, it's not the rules that matter. Circumcision was part of the Old Testament law, but following the letter of the law isn't what matters. What matters to God is that we believe in Him, that we trust in Him, that we live our lives with a vibrant faith in Him, a faith that works its way out through love for others. It is just so easy to turn God's love into a bunch of rules. It really is. Do this, don't do that, kneel, go to church, eat this, don't drink that. Rules. But this God who sent us His Son isn't so much interested in the rules. What really counts for Him is our faith working through love, relationship, not rules. That's God's Word, fresh for you today. Freedom. That's what God has for you. That's what God wants for you. And that's why hearing His Word, receiving it into our hearts each day is so important. You can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.